Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily, I'm an adult, I'm also from Hudson, I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm very impressed that you made it through the intro without giggling.
I know, it was impressive, wasn't it?
We've had a few rough weeks.
Yeah.
Couldn't get through it in one piece.
I know.
So well done.
It's amazing. I know. I'm fabulous, guys.
Yes.
It's okay. Yeah. So, every Monday from 3:30 to 4, except for today, we're special, so we get to go from 3:30 to 4:30. Emily and me and occasionally some other people that haven't been here in like 5 million years.
Come back to us, please.
Yeah, those people would be like Ingrid and Gina and Mamuda. Previously Quinn and Maddie. Some other people. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're all here every Monday talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading,
all that good stuff.
Yay!
And today we're also talking about WGXC.
And all its good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
Stuff.
Because it's the fall pledge drive.
Yes, it sure is.
Yay.
Yay. Hooray.
So we're going to be seeking some support from listeners out there to help keep WGXC on the air.
Support us.
Broadcasting fabulous community radio.
Support us.
Greene and Columbia counties and wherever else people listen in.
Support us.
Because you can listen online, too.
You can. Mm-hmm. You can listen online because you're cool.
You can listen live online. And you can also listen to archives.
Whoa.
We have all of our archives, except for the latest one, which I didn't put up yet.
Emily?
On our blog.
Whoa, our blog?
Which is wearebound.wordpress.com.
We have a blog?
You know we have
Whoa.
A blog.
Yeah. That's cool. But you know where else? You can hear our archives.
Where?
Somewhere else. Ha ha ha.
Well, on WGXC.org.
Yeah.
They have an archives there.
They do, and they have other archives of other shows, too.
They also have a very special page. That's WGXC.org/donate.
Whoa.
Where you can make a tax-deductible donation to this fabulous community radio station.
You sure can. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't you just love to do that? Because we're your best friends. Yeah.
That's sweet.
I know.
So, Antonia, how did you first get involved with the radio station?
Magic. I'll tell you, okay? It's a pretty cool story. Not really, actually. Actually, sort of cool. I don't know. It all started with Emily.
With me?
Yes.
Aww.
Well, I was with my mother, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm going to go into the library.
You used to pronounce it so funny back in the day.
Yes, I sure did. And we were like, oh, look at this lovely bulletin board. And on the bulletin board, there was this big, colorful, fancy poster. And it said, Battle of the Books, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, blah, blah. Only it wasn't really spelled exactly like that.
Yeah.
And my mom said, wow, that looks so cool. What a great opportunity, Antonia. You should talk to the librarian about this. And she said it in that exact voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we went and we saw Emily. And she was like, yes, this is how you get involved in this. So then she gave me all these books to read and stuff. And she
gave you some homework.
Yeah, yeah. And she was like, hey,
eight fabulous
you books. Know what we have? We have this cool radio show with Quinn and Maddie, who are two cool people who are yeah, yeah. So you should come one day. So I was like, okay. So I read a book and I walked on up to the radio show because in that day and age I was walking up instead of walking
now
down.
Now you walk down, yeah.
Yeah. And so I walked up and I was like, hey guys, and I talked about my book, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And I told all my friends, and they were like, wow, you're on the radio? And I was like, yeah, because I'm special. And then I went the next week, and then the next week, and then the next week, and I might have missed the next week, but I went the next week, and I don't know, and it was really fun. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you stuck around.
Mm-hmm. And now,
otherwise, I'd be talking to myself here. Today.
You'd be like, so Emily, did you like that book? And you would be like, yes, Emily, I liked that book. And it would be really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be lonely.
Which I think I'd be okay at talking to myself in real life, but on the radio, I'd feel really awkward about it.
On the radio?
It's one thing to talk to yourself in private. It's another thing on the radio. But some people do it really well.
But you're not talking to yourself. You're just talking to a big group of community members that are really, really good listeners and don't like to respond to you ever. So you could be like,
how are you doing today? Silence. Silence.
Yes, like that. Yeah. And then they're like, yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
True.
In Emily.
What?
You contribute to WGXC?
I do.
Why? Why would you want to do such a thing, Emily?
Well, for a number of reasons. One is that I really like the programming on WGXC because it's really diverse. And every time I turn on the radio, it's something new.
Mm.
And so I like the surprise of just tuning in and seeing what's on. And I like hearing different community members on the radio. And I like hosting a show with you.
Because I'm special.
Yes. And I think community radio is really important in general. I love that it's commercial free.
Because sometimes you turn on the radio on other stations and it's like, hi, you should buy shampoo because shampoo is good for your hair.
Yes.
And then here you don't have to worry about that. It's so lovely.
Yeah, because I already know that I'm going to wash my hair. I don't need to hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
I also like, I think on a lot of commercial radio, sometimes the DJs don't have a lot of say in what they play,
mm-hmm.
and they just have to play certain songs, and they end up playing them over and over and over again.
Like when I was in England, there was three songs, and when you would turn on the radio, you'd be like, I'm going to listen to the radio now, and it would be like, you're listening to this song, and then it would play another song, and then another, and then it would start right back from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would switch the station, and then it would do the same thing.
Have you ever switched stations because you didn't like a song and you go to another station and the same song is playing?
Many times. This happens to me so much.
No, I can't escape. So that's never happened to me with WGXC, so that's cool.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
And I also really like that they allow different voices on the radio, like you, Antonia.
I'm a different voice.
You are a different voice, and I like your voice.
I have a nice voice.
You have a lovely voice. But it's not every radio station or every community that has a radio station where you can turn on the radio and hear from young people in the community.
It's not?
So that's really cool.
No.
So I know we gave the website where people can donate, but what's the phone number where people can donate if they want to contribute?
I have no idea, Emily, because I hid the paper.
I know the number in my head.
Really?
But I bet you could read it really nicely.
Because I found the paper.
You did find it.
Well, you could call at 518-828-0290.
Mm-hmm. And any amount of pledge is welcome and appreciated. But with certain amounts, you can get some special premiums.
Whoa!
What premiums do you think sound especially exciting?
I think,
Antonia,
especially exciting. Center for Inner Light.
There's a gift certificate.
Gift certificate, yes.
So for a pledge of $150, that can be yours. It's a value of $75 for the gift certificate.
And you know why that sounds so special? Because I have no idea what it is. But you could find out. And when you found out, you could email us at wearebound@gmail.com. And you could be like, this is what that is. And I would be like, whoa, that's crazy, man.
I could tell you what it is.
Really?
It is for karma release. Karma release occurs when the physical body rapidly throws off toxic residues during a massive release of past life resonances from cellular memory to support a rapid karmic clearing process.
You are in great need of that, dear listener.
I thought you were telling me. No. There's also a gift certificate for brunch for two at local 111 in Philmont.
That place is so awesome.
Mm-hmm. And it's so that's for a pledge of $75. There's also, speaking of books, because we speak about books on the show, for a pledge of $30, you could get a $15 gift certificate for Spotty Dog Books and Ale, which you could use to buy books.
That's like my ale, favorite place presumably. Ever. I walked in there the other day and I was just like, walk. And I was like, wow, it smells nice. And then I walked out.
Do you say walk a lot?
Walk.
Often when you're telling walk. Stories and you're like, I walked down the street and I was all like, walk, 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 walk.
I like to walk, okay? I'm sorry. Actually, I really hate walking, which is why I'm on the radio, because I could just sit while I'm on the radio.
You could also show your support of WGXC with a WGXC t-shirt. There's two different designs that are both fabulous. One is with a $50 pledge and one's with a $100 pledge. There's really cool silk screened totes, which I want very badly, and I'm probably going to get
because
with my donation
today.
Because we
know that Emily does not have any bags.
I don't have nearly
at
enough
all.
Bags.
She really needs more bags, guys. Mm-hmm. Way more bags.
My husband periodically has me go through our little pantry where we keep our bags and get rid of some.
Because she has a little pantry in which she keeps her bags.
And I have a bit of a tote problem, but there is no problem with these totes because they look fabulous. They're designed by Cara Tourette, who has quite the talent.
They're pretty.
There's also a cute little WGXC sticker that has some creature on it.
I want
the like.
T-shirt because the guy modeling the t-shirt has a beard.
And you're jealous because you can't grow a beard.
I know. It's so sad, guys.
But anyways, if you want any of these lovely premiums, all you have to do is call in and make a pledge. The number is 518-828-0290 or donate online, wgxc.org/donate. Or you can come by, see the studio, drop off a little check or some
that
cash.
That would be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys.
We're in the Hudson studio today.
We are in
which
the
is
Hudson
right across
studio
from 7th
today.
Street Park.
Park.
There's also studios in Catskill and Acre.
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener supported. Hands on radio for Green at Columbia Counties. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So you should, totally donate. Because, like, even if you can't donate, like, a lot because you're not really rich, you can donate a little bit. And we can still feel special and be happy. But if you are, in love with us because we're special, you can donate a lot. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be happy too. Yay!
And we're also, for each pledge that comes in during this hour that we're on the radio, for each pledge, no matter if it's $5, $10, $50, $100, $1 million, no matter what the pledge is, we're going to donate one book to a local library.
Ooh.
Somewhere in Green or Columbia
County.
So you counties.
Could call in or go online or whatever and be like, I'd like to pledge $3 to the radio station. And then you could go to your local library and be like, well, I want this book, but I'm not sure if they have it. And the people would be like, wow, you're lucky because it just got donated to us. Yay.
But yes, we have some lovely, lovely books that we're excited to give a new home to.
Give a new home.
They're hanging out with my tote bags. Maybe I'll give a tote bag to a local library,
really?
Too. They can always use a tote bag, right?
Of course. Everyone can always use a tote bag. Indeed.
That's a call in. 518-828-0290. And so,
or go online at wgxc.org/donate.
Yes, yes. So, Antonia.
So, Emily.
We often talk about books on Monday.
Seriously?
Or I shouldn't even say often. We always talk about books
on
Monday.
Wait, we do? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
Because we're bound by books.
We are bound by books. Because I sing.
Yes, Antonia posted a picture of herself in the studio the other day, and one of her friends thought it was a picture of her in a recording studio. She was like, wow, you sing too? You're so talented. Yeah. And I thought it would be funny if Antonia sang on the radio.
I'm impressive. Don't get your hopes up, though, guys. Please, yes. Don't. But we have books.
Do you have a good singing voice?
No. No, but I like
she to was listen. Right though, you are very talented in many things.
I like to listen to other people's singing voice,
la 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 la,
like Emily's,
even mine.
Yes. Even yours, Emily.
Very nice.
And I like to imagine characters in books singing voices.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like the characters in books.
Which character do you think would be a good singer?
I think that this person named Elena in a book that is special called something about Stranded Houses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cuz she I don't know, I just think she'd be a good singer.
Cool.
I don't think Katniss Everdeen would be a very good singer, even though she thinks she would be, or she is made out to be. But, I mean, she, like, exercises all the time, and so then she would get, like, really out of breath, and her voice would be all raspy from exercising.
Yeah,
and she would be cold all the time, because she, like, lives in the woods and stuff. So she would get, like, a cold, and she would get sick, and she wouldn't have a very nice singing voice.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
It is.
Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been reading anything good lately, or bad lately, or somewhere in the middle lately?
I have been reading a book lately that was very good, but I'm rereading it, and I already talked about it on the radio, so I want to talk about a different book.
Oh. Well, what's the book that you're rereading, just out of curiosity?
Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess.
Which you loved.
Which I loved, and I still love. Yay! Because it's fabulous. And I talked about it one time when Shanika was here. Because Shanika is coolika.
And I listened to it all the way in Maine, because I was on vacation that week.
Oh, really?
See, you can listen to WGXC anywhere.
Whoa, lucky
you. As long as you have internet.
Yeah. And if you live in a yurt in the middle of the woods in Maine, you might not be able to listen. But if you... You maybe still could if you were special, but probably not. I don't know. Yeah, so...
Depends on where in Maine,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
But anyways, what's the book that you wanted to talk about?
I want to talk about The Hunger Games. And I have a reason, too. I don't just, like, want to talk about The Hunger Games. Because, you know...
What's your reason?
Because the second movie is coming out.
Do you know when it's coming out?
Well...
I forget.
Tomorrow... You can get advanced tickets, because, ooh, fancy. But I'm not sure exactly when it's coming out. But I know it's very soon, so I wanted to talk about them, because I feel like The Hunger Games was, like, this whole big thing, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, The Hunger Games, guys! And then now they're just sort of like, oh yeah, that stuff. But then the movie's coming out, and people don't really remember it anymore, so they're gonna have to remember it again. And they'll probably get all into it again, and then it'll die down, and then the third movie will come out, and they'll get all into it again. And, yes, so The Hunger Games... I wasn't too fond of the second Hunger Games book. I thought the first one was really good. And, contrary to many other people's opinions, I really did enjoy the third one. But the second one I wasn't too fond of. However, I did like the arena in the second one. It was pretty cool with, like, the clock and stuff. That made me feel very happy because I thought it was pretty cool and creative and stuff. Yeah.
What did you not like as much about it?
Well, I don't know. I just felt like, so in the first one, you got a taste of her, you know, participating in the Hunger Games. And then in the second one, you were like, okay, so she's done it. She doesn't have to, like, do it again, because it already happened. And for, like, the whole entire book, they were, like, rebellion? Hmm? Hmm? But they weren't, like, actually having their rebellion, so it was just sort of like, hmm? Which was So it was like, okay, rebel already, guys. No, it's okay, man. And then, yeah, I felt like it was sort of like a filler, like, in between. It was like, the first one happens, and then we can't just have a bunch of empty space, so we'll have this one, and then the third one can be all exciting and yay. But a lot of people didn't really like the third one. I'm not sure why, because I really enjoyed that one.
Without giving anything away, I think part of what people didn't like about the third one was the very, very ending.
Oh.
There's an epilogue that a lot of people weren't happy with.
Yeah, well.
But we won't spoil that.
I know. I mean, the ending wasn't great, but the ending wasn't just like the ending of the third book. It was the ending to the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't like, don't blame the third book for that ending, because it was the ending of the whole series, really. You know what I mean? It wasn't like just, yeah.
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 I liked the entire series, including the second book, but I also agreed that it wasn't, I think that was the weaker of the three books.
Yeah.
I think for me, it felt a little forced, them all going back into the arena so quickly.
Yeah.
And even though technically, like, in the story, in the world of the story, it was really forced.
Yeah.
They sort of make up an excuse to get her back in there, basically.
Yeah.
But it still read kind of
funny
to me. I was like, oh, they're already back in there again.
Like, yeah, exactly.
It felt too sudden
for
me, but I still liked it. And I'm still excited for the movie.
I am very excited for the movie because Finnick.
Mm-hmm. Finnick's one of the competitors.
Computers.
What are they called again? I forget.
I
tributes.
Have no idea. Tributes, yes.
He's one of the tributes.
So I am excited for the movie because I did read the book a long time ago, and I do want to refresh my memory on it. And also because it's like Hunger Games, guys. You know, it's exciting, okay?
So you're more excited for Catching Fire or for Divergent for movies?
Oh, definitely Divergent.
Yeah.
Of course, because Divergent is like, it's so, oh my goodness, it's so new and fresh, and it's like, woo, Divergent, guys. And like, I'm just really excited. And also, rather shortly, the third Divergent book is coming out really soon,
and yeah,
I'm
so,
so excited. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Oh goodness, yes.
I feel like with that series, there's so much that hasn't been dealt with yet that I'm curious how it's all going to get wrapped up.
It's going to be a really long book. Do, 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 do. I mean, the other ones were like 500 pages too, so this one's, yeah, it's going to be pretty long. Yeah, I'm really excited for it, and it's coming soon. And I can't wait for the movie, which is going to be in like February, I think. Yeah, but while I wait, I will be content with fangirling over the Hunger Games movie and Finnick. But not near as happy about. However, I the cast of the Divergent movie was actually, like, a lot of it was released. And I was just going like, oh my goodness, guys. Ugh. It was very sad. But I'm still excited for the movie because it's the Divergent movie. I mean, it's exciting. And I think they should make a Maxim Ride movie. Because that would make
It's surprising that they've been making so many
movies, and it's
based,
like,
on young adult novels. And unfortunately, a lot of them have not been doing so well lately. So hopefully Divergent does well. Fault in Our Stars, hopefully that does well, so that they keep making them and don't stop.
Yay, because I really want a Maxim Ride movie, and it's annoying me because Maxim Ride, it's new and young adult and stuff, but it's not like that new. You know what I mean? Like, it's new, but it's not super new. So I feel like if they didn't make one already, they're probably not going to, which is very sad. And, like, a lot of people are really into Maxim Ride, but it's not, like, a big, like, thing. It's just, like, if you ask them, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I really liked that book. But they won't be like, oh, and you don't hear, like, lots of people talking at all. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, usually this is the time where we say, stay tuned for the afternoon show, but we're doing an hour show today.
What?
So we're going to take a quick musical break, and then we're going to come back. But while people are listening to the lovely music, What number could they be calling to make a pledge
you
to support WJXC?
You could be calling 518-828-0290 or online at wgxc.org/donate. And you know what's special? You know what's special? This
what?
Music that we're going to play. If you, like, switch stations because you feel like it because you're weird and you have no your sense at all, you won't hear the same music.
It's true.
It's, like, unique music and stuff. And, yeah, I'm really excited about this, actually.
Yay. We don't usually play that much music.
We don't.
But, yes, so please do call in. Pledges of any amount are appreciated and welcomed. And I'm sure the people that answer the phone would be happy to share a whole menu of premiums that you could get with your pledge.
Yay.
Your tax-deductible pledge.
Woo.
So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Guess who's back?
It's Antonia.
Seriously?
And Emily.
Whoa.
We're bound by books.
We are bound by books. And yeah, so
we're generally not on the radio at
4:05,
whatever
Whoa.
Clock we're looking at.
Yeah, but today, since we're super special and everybody loves us because we're awesome, and since they love us so much they should totally donate, we're here for an hour. Yay.
We're very humble too, apparently.
I know. Yes. I know.
But we're usually here at 3:30 to 4 p.m. on Mondays talking about books on our show, Bound by Books.
Yes, but today we're here from 3:30 to 4:30.
And we're here to talk about books.
Yes.
And to talk about the fabulous WGXC and to encourage people to call in and make pledges in support of community radio, in support of youth radio, in support of bookish radio, whatever you love.
Bookish!
That WGXC is.
What do you love that WGXC is, Emily?
I love all those things I just mentioned.
What's your favorite show?
Well, aside from Bound by Books, which I love because I get to hear you and your friends talk
and
about
you.
Books. I don't like hearing myself talk as much as I like hearing you talk. But
you're so humble.
Other shows do I love? Well, I want you to tell your show first because the show that I know you love, I also love.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll tell my show that I love. I love that show in the morning, that whose name I can't remember, but he's like this DJ guy and he's super cool and he has this really awesome voice.
His name's Phil Grant.
Yeah, Phil Grant. Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Philip on the Radio.
Woo.
That guy.
And he's he's just a like, hi guys, blah 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 blah, and he's so cool.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about how it would be really hard if only one of us did the show, because we'd have to talk to ourselves. I mean, we're talking to listeners, but we'd have to talk with ourselves, sort of, because like, the listeners can't answer back in the moment. But Philip Grant does a really good job of hosting by himself. He does well with guests as well, or co-DJs, but he can just carry a show by himself. It's really impressive.
It's very
and he makes
impressive.
Himself laugh, which is fun. What other shows do I love? I do like all. I like the youth shows.
Yeah.
I like music shows.
I like music shows too.
Do you know what show is really cool?
What show?
That's once a month, I believe, is The Score.
Wow.
That's a show where they focus on kind of movie music.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
Whoa.
And I like the Bangla show.
What?
They play music from Bangladesh.
Oh, that Hudson needs a show like that. That's
they
so cool.
They have one.
They have one. So they're really lucky.
Yay.
Wow. You should.
And guess how much music from Bangladesh you'd hear on the radio if it wasn't for WGXC?
None.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
The only time I've ever heard that is on WGXC, so that's part of what makes WGXC so special.
It feels so weird talking at 4:05.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're late for something?
Yeah. You should support the Bangladeshi show and the Phil Grant guy and the movie music people and us, because we're humble and stuff and awesome. And you know how you could do that?
How?
You could donate. How could you donate? Well, you could donate by calling 518-828-0290 or online at wgxc.org/donate. And we would feel so happy that happiness would overflow from our brains and spill all over the place, and it would be amazing. And two people already did donate, and you could join the club, and then it would be a three-person club.
With more to come.
Yes, because those two people who are so awesome are Cam Bellamy of Hudson and Nancy Benison of Amherst. And thank you so much for your generous donations. And if you, fellow dear listener, were to donate, we might say thank you to you, too.
Oh, and we sure would.
And then all your friends who were listening to the radio would be like, Did I hear your name on the radio? And you would be like, yes, you did, because I donated. And you should donate, too. And your friends would be like, okay. And then they'd donate, and everyone would be so happy. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with donations, all donations are tax deductible. And any pledge is appreciated. So
greatly.
Even like, I think last pledge drive, our friend Gina took all of the change out of her pocket and donated that.
And it was so nice.
And we were like, yay, Gina.
And we felt so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yeah, really great.
But there's also some incentives, some premiums.
There are.
That you can get for making a pledge.
Whoa, seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 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 hey. What are they, Emily?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them. And I'm sure if you call and you want to hear the whole menu of options that the person answering the phones would let you know.
Because they're just so nice.
They are very nice. Hello, nice people answering the phones.
Hey.
We hope you can hear us.
Listen.
But there's something for everybody. There's gift certificate to Hudson City Books.
There is.
With a pledge of $50, you get a $25 gift certificate. For a pledge of $30, you could get beans or a drink from Swallow Coffee. There's t-shirts.
T-shirts? What?
Very cute t-shirts. Very cute
they
tote bags.
They are so cool. Very cute sticker. They are so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily.
Yeah, they're new designs. So if you're like, I already have a WGXC t-shirt. I could not say those words together. A WGXC t-shirt.
If you already have a WGXC t-shirt.
You may not have this one yet.
You these probably are newer don't. Designs. And so you could totally get them and go around Hudson or wherever you live rocking your WGXC t-shirt. Like, yo, what up? I got my WGXC t-shirt on.
Yeah. And in addition to getting a cool premium that you can enjoy at your leisure, you can also know that you're making a tax-deductible contribution to this fabulous radio station, WGXC. And with each pledge that's made during our show today, we're going to donate one book to a local library in Greene or Columbia counties.
Book.
So you're also donating to your local library. And they're teen books, which is what we talk about mostly on the show.
Yeah.
So they'll also be, in that way, supporting your area youth.
Yes.
Hooray.
Hooray. Because we would do that, donate the book, because we talk about books on our show.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I like books.
I like books, too.
Whoa, we have so much in common.
I've been reading a lot of books lately.
Really? Like what?
I'll tell you about one or more of them, but while I am talking about them, if anyone wants to make a phone call, the number is 518-828-0290.
Or online at wgxc.org.
You can make a nice pledge.
A pledge?
Yes.
On a ledge? With a hedge. And a sledge. Because not only do we talk about books, sometimes, but we can rhyme too.
Rhyme.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Okay, talk about your book, Emily.
Oh, I have so many with me.
I command you.
Well, I just finally started reading the new series from Lemony Snicket, also known as Daniel Handler. Lemony Snicket is his pen. pen name when the Series of Unfortunate Events series first came out. He was acting very mysterious himself. And, you know, Daniel Handler would pretend that he was the assistant for Mr. Snicket and that for some reason Lemony Snicket wasn't able to come to the book event, but Daniel Handler would answer questions on his behalf. And in his author photo, you just see the back of his head. Wow. So you can't see who he is. So Lemony Snicket is a fictional author, in the pen name of Daniel Handler. And so the Series of Unfortunate Events is a series about the Baudelaire orphans and the unfortunate events that happen in their lives. It's a very great series, very popular.
Unfortunate events suggested. Tend to make interesting books. Mm-hmm.
And he has sort of a quirky, mysterious writing style, which I liked. I actually saw a 5-year-old friend the other day who is reading that series with his dad now. So that's cool.
That is very cool.
But this is a different series. This series is called All the Wrong Questions, also written by Lemony Snicket. And it's about Lemony Snicket. So as the other series was about the Baudelaire orphans, this one's about him and his apprenticeship with a mysterious organization.
Ooh.
And he has a woman that's a chaperone, is what they call her. And she herself is very very mysterious and also at times a little dim-witted. Her name is S. Theodora Markson. And they go to this strange abandoned town called Stained by the Sea, which is, used to be seaside, but now is not by the sea at all.
Really?
But it once was. And they make ink. They have this weird contraption that like goes down into these caves and gets ink from octopuses or octopi,
Emily?
I should
octopi.
Say.
Octopi, Emily.
It's really hard to say octopi. It seems like it should be octopuses.
For a librarian, Emily, you don't have very good grammar.
Librarians don't have to have good grammar. They need to know how to learn about grammar and how to find grammar.
Yes, you do.
But anyways, they need to know when to admit they're wrong as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So this
and I did correct
book seems very
but
strange.
Anyways, so it's this weird town, and he and his chaperone are tasked with by this sort of rich lady who lives on the edge of town with getting back an item that was stolen from her parlor.
Does it say what the item is, or are they just mysterious about that?
Yes, it's called the Abominating Beast. And that's a sort of like a little sculpture of this creature. And, but it's the whole circumstances are very mysterious. It's not totally clear both how the item was stolen or if it actually was stolen and if it was stolen by the rightful owners or not. No. So there's all this complicated stuff going on, and there's very weird characters in town. And there's something going on in the town that he left. He has secret messages that he sends.
Really?
So it's just a very, very mysterious story. And so this is the first book in the series, All the Wrong Questions. And it's called Who Could That Be at This Hour? So that's question number one of
Who
All the Wrong Questions.
Who Could That Be at This Hour?
And I forget what book two is called. It's coming out this month.
It is?
Or I guess in October.
Whoa.
That but it's, you know, question number two of All the Wrong Questions. And the chaperone often tells Lemony Snicket that he's asking all the wrong questions.
This book, it reminds me sort of a cross between the Mysterious Benedict Society and the True Meaning of Smek Day.
Ah.
Because it's weird, like the True Meaning of Smek Day.
Yeah.
And there are mysteriousness.
Mm-hmm. Mysteries. And there's cute little pictures by an illustrator known simply as Seth.
Seth? Mm-hmm. Seth? Seth was a character in one of Quinn and I's favorite books ever.
Which book is that?
Minder by Kate Kanak, which you have probably never heard of. But you could read a review on our blog, which is wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com. Yay! And Seth was the name of one of that characters. I also have a friend who really doesn't like anyone named Seth. And Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I like Illustrators. It's got a pretty funky cover, this Lemony Snicket book does.
Yeah, I like the artwork.
It reminds me sort of like of a comic book, like artwork. Mm-hmm. And it's all in blue and black.
Yes. One thing that's interesting in this book, in the Series of Unfortunate Events series, mm-hmm. one thing that sort of is memorable to me about those books is the vocabulary and the way that Lemony Snicket defines words in interesting ways. And in this book, which is, you know, his memoir, he also sometimes defines words in interesting ways, but he does it through the chaperone, which hints at the fact that Lemony Snicket learned how to define words in interesting ways from his chaperone, which I thought was cool.
Ooh, Emily, you dissected that book way too much.
It's just very nice. I like his writing. It's fun. And the characters are very bizarre. I like that. It's very surprising and mysterious. So there you go. If you're looking for a new series from this author, it's out there.
It's
unless you already read it.
Somewhere.
But if you did already read it, there's a new book. Book there number two is coming
whoa.
Out. So yes. Have that to look forward to.
So lucky you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we want to do a quick thank you.
We do.
To a special someone.
A very
who
special
called
someone.
In and made a donation.
Oh, he's so special.
It's our friend Michael Shamidas of Hudson.
Shamidas? Really? Because I pronounce it Cami Diaz.
And you don't pronounce the name right.
But Emily pronounces it right because mm-hmm. she's special.
Yeah.
And she knows these things because she's a librarian.
A librarian.
Yes. And you know what?
And librarians, as you know, pronounce everything correctly.
All the time. Forever.
Antonia Bellamy.
Yes.
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 You know that.
I know that. Mm-hmm. Gosh. Yes. So, but you know what? It could happen if you were special and you wanted us to thank you on the radio and you wanted to know that you were supporting lovely local community radio and you wanted to win cool stuff like t-shirts and stuff and you wanted to feel special inside,
mm-hmm.
you could call in and donate.
Ooh,
yay. You could call
that'd
in
be nice.
At 518-828-0290.
You could
Or you could go online at wgxc.org/donate.
Mm.
And that would be really nice.
And if you do that because you heard us on the radio, make sure to let us know at wearebound@gmail.com. Because for each donation that comes in during our show or as a result of our show, we're going to donate a book to a local library in Columbia
sure
or Green
are.
Counties. A nice teen book.
Yay.
And many of them are extra special because they're signed by the authors.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
Yay.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. So, again, those numbers are 518-828-0290 or online at wgxc.org/donate. Hooray, hooray.
Hooray, hooray.
So, Antonia.
Emily has nice eyebrows.
Yes, we've covered that on other shows before. Our listening audience is well aware of my fantastic eyebrows. Well worth.
It's really impressive, guys.
The pledges that will come in. Support fine eyebrows and community radio. But anyways, I'm wondering,
really?
Antonia, because I know you don't have a steady income as a young radio broadcaster, but I know your mom is generous enough to donate to the radio station. And I was wondering, why do you think she donates?
Because she is happy that her amazing, fabulous, wonderful, perfect daughter has such a great opportunity and life experience opportunity and an opportunity to experience being on the radio and making her voice be heard by a series of unfortunate people every Monday. And she just loves that her amazing, perfect, fabulous daughter is is so lucky and happy that she gets to come to this radio station every Monday. And she loves to listen, and she also really loves Phil Grant.
Oh, yeah?
She loves him, yes. She wants to marry him.
Oh. Phil's listening. Made
that up. But she really does. Aww. And she's so nice because she's my mother most of the time.
Most of the time. You love her most of the time, or she's your mother most of the time?
I love her most of the time. Yeah, so that's why she likes to donate. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, she's special. And she also wants us to thank her on the radio so that she can get recognized too.
Yeah, shout out to Cam Bellamy.
Hey, woo. What's up? Yeah.
Yay, moms.
Yay.
Awesome. Well, that's all very nice.
Sorry. It is all very
it
nice.
It is.
Yeah.
I was thinking, too, your mom also works with other people that have also been on the radio
she
before.
She does. She also probably likes to donate because she loves hearing the people with whom she works, which are the lovely people from Camp Hill Hudson.
Yay.
Yay. She loves hearing them on the radio and letting you know that you should, in fact, come to community dinners.
Yeah.
For free on Tuesdays.
That's one thing that's really nice about WGXC, too, is that community organizations can come in, or individuals for that matter, and record some public service announcements.
Yay.
That air on the radio. So I've often heard about community events, including Camp Hill ones, on the radio.
Wow, cool.
And there's a cool community event calendar, so you can see what's going on a certain date, or just glance and see what's coming up. So many options.
Yay!
It's really pulling in lots of information, lots of people, lots of voices.
Yes, it is.
You like that.
Mm-hmm. We do, we like
it. So if you want to help support WGXC and keep community radio on the air, feel free to give a call, 518-828-0290.
Or online at wgxc.org/donate.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
So we only have a few minutes left of the show. I was wondering. I know you're rereading a book, mm-hmm. but do you have anything else that you're excited about reading in the near future or that you're reading for school?
Well, I actually have three. I am excited about continuing this book that Emily gave me the other day about that was purple and big, and I have no idea what it was called at all.
I don't either. Interesting.
It started out with a drain and a fork. Or was it a spoon? No, a drain and a spoon. A fork, yes. And, well, it took place in a prison. And then I am
Is it All Our Yesterdays?
It is that
book. By Kristen Terrell?
Yes, All Our Yesterdays.
I've heard that's very good, so I hope you like it.
Yeah, I started it and I got through the first chapter and it was so good. But I had to put it down because I wanted to finish the other book that I had started before it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm reading another book in school that we just started today in our English class, which is very unique, and it also takes place in a juvenile detention center, and it is called Monster,
mm-hmm.
by somebody.
Walter Dean Myers, I believe.
Possibly. And it's written in a screenplay format, so it's pretty cool.
Does that make you visualize it more?
Well, we actually just got a little ways in the first couple pages today, and sort of, but I'm not really used to it yet, so it's also kind of weird, but it's cool. I like the camera angles because it's camera zooms in and then I say hi and you're like, whoa, so that's pretty cool. And the book that I'm reading now, the main character's also in a juvenile detention center. So, everybody's in juvenile detention
centers. Oh, no, everybody's locked up.
And it's crazy. But the book that I'm really most looking forward to reading ever, forever, because it's fabulous, is the third and final Divergent book, which is coming out this month. So, yay, because that is insanely happy, and I am insanely happy about that, because fabulousness is happening. And I'll bet you there's going to be a point in this book where somebody is locked up.
Seems likely.
It does seem likely, yes.
But probably not for long. They'll probably get rescued.
Of course. I mean, this is Divergent, guys. Mm-hmm. Of course they'll get rescued.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the books I'm excited about reading. I talked about the, what's it called? Fairy Tale Comics.
Yes,
I talked
you
about
did.
That on the radio show
that was
a few weeks ago.
Cool.
And then Antonia and I did a staged reading. We didn't realize anyone was listening to us read it, but our friend Lynn got to hear us reading these out loud.
Really?
But we were reading some of them. And my favorite one, it's all these different comic artists sort of translating or giving, you know, putting their spin on different fairy tales or folk tales. And there's one called The Boy Who Drew Cats.
That was my favorite one, too.
And I loved that story, and I loved the artwork. And so I was looking up the artist, and I found he does a series called Hilda Folk. And some of them are available through the library system, and I was going to get them, but the first one, Hilda Folk, was not available in the library system. So I went ahead and bought it, and I figured out why it's not in the library system is that it's a little teeny tiny comic. It's like a little pamphlet.
It's a little.
It is from a new graphic short story project designed to help talented young graphic novelists tell their stories in a manageable and economic format.
Yay!
And it's really cute and quirky and imaginative, and I love it. So I'm excited to read the other books in the series, which are more standard graphic novels.
Aha.
That's by Luke Pearson.
That story about the cats, that was just great. Mm-hmm. I told my friends at school that story, and they're like, oh, that's so nice.
And they could read it. It's in Fairy Tale Comics, which is out in Ooh. The world. Do you know what else is good?
What?
Nursery Rhyme Comics.
Really?
Yeah, that came out before the fairy tales.
Whoa.
And they're both edited by the same editor, Chris Duffy. They're awesome.
Awesome. Awesome mm-hmm. is an awesome word.
Yes.
Awesome.
But we're about to hand it over to the afternoon show.
What?
I know.
But
it's now officially afternoon.
It is now officially afternoon.
But before we do that, we're going to let you know the pledge numbers one more time.
We are. Can mm-hmm. I read them, Emily?
You can.
518-828-0290 or online at wgxc.org/donate.
Yay.
Yay!
And we'll be back again next week at 3:30.
We will.
To talk about more books and hopefully bring in more pledge money.
Yay.
So we can keep this radio station going.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
So stay tuned and have a great day.
Happy reading.